And now I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by former Finn Harps captain, Keith Cowan. Keith, before we start, for your current club, Glentoran, into the next stage of the Irish Cup with a win yesterday.
Yeah, it was a good result. It was a tough game. Cliftonville, obviously managed by Paddy McLaughlin, very well organised. You know, a good side, and you know, having beaten them last year in the semi final, they would have been looking to maybe get one over on us this year. But no, I thought we started the game really well. You know, controlled the tempo, had a lot of the ball early on, maybe not creating too many chances, but. Yeah, I think we were full value for the victory, and it was Rory Donnelly got the winner from a Dale Gorman corner, and I think as I was saying there, just full value for the victory.
Yeah, and you'll be hoping to copy the same result as last year then, for sure.
Oh yeah, I think to be in these competitions, everyone wants to win them, and you know, there's still a lot of good teams left in the competition. The draw made yesterday puts us up against Crusaders on Tuesday night, you know, so it's a quick turnaround again, and we'll just be hoping that it was actually a similar draw last year as well, so we come up against Crusaders and managed to beat them on penalty, so we're hoping for a similar result this come Tuesday night.
Yeah, well, best of luck on Tuesday. But we'll look now back at the League of Ireland action, and it turned out to be a difficult night for Finn Harps, and Ollie sort of warned about what could have happened and did come to fruition.
It did, yeah. You know, a very tough night for Harps. You know, I think after Monday night and, you know, the highs of, you know, the last minute victory against Derry, you know, very much brought down to earth again by the performance last night. You know, I thought... very on Harps like performance. Bohemians just seemed to have more gears, you know, and started the game really well, bossed it from the start. I think the manner in which Harps conceded the goals will be most disappointing for them. You know, I think the first one was maybe a long ball. You know, Webster misjudges it, and it drops, and you know, the ball's crossed down the back post, and you know, there's no one there to do anything about it. Ross Tierney getting the first goal for Bowes, and you know, Harps pressing high all over the park, and you know, that's, I suppose, what maybe the concern is. You know, that's why maybe they do sit so deep in certain games, you know. So I felt that, you know, Bohemians were full of value for their victory. I thought they were excellent. You know, the second goal as well, you know, very well worked. You know, well, very well worked. There was, again, that high press that we talked about, and I think it was Ali Kutz ran maybe 50, 60 yards of the ball on challenge. No one's come to close him down, and he smashed the pass McGinley. So as I was saying, yeah, just very on Harps-like performance. And I say that the manner of the goals, Mark Coyle that we talked about, who's been brilliant all season, you know, who has been, you know, one of the foreign players, you know, one that's on the people that are talking and or that know the league and, you know what it takes to play in the league. Mark's been absolutely excellent, but just, you know, kind of had a bit of an off night last night and maybe got caught for the third goal. Ollie's made a lot of changes at half time. You know, he's wanting to freshen things up, and Mark was one of the lads that had to make way, you know, along with Fulham and Olabi. Did he do enough in the Derry game maybe to warrant a start again tonight? You know, so because Harps have gone in with an unchanged team after a quick turnaround, like I mentioned there. So, yeah, I think maybe just it's one of those ones that you just need to draw a line under and move on. And hopefully they'll do that there and maybe back to winning ways next week.
Yeah, and the game's always going to be difficult when you're 2-0 down with around a quarter of the game just played.
Oh, yeah, like, you know, that's the thing when you're going to places like Bowes, you know, and it's kind of taken them a while to find their stride, but, you know, they are playing well over the last few weeks. And, you know, again, a relatively young side with bits of experience in there as well. But, you know, you want to try and keep it tight early on. You don't want to be conceding goals and sloppy goals at that. You know, it's kind of one of those where if some guy, you know, rockets one in from 30 yards, you know, you can sort of just say, well, that was unstoppable. But, you know, it was the way that they conceded the goals that will disappoint them more.
Yeah, and parking that result then, two big home games coming up.
Yeah, you know, I think that's where Harps will look to you know, get most of their points on the board this season. You know, as I say, that they have been excellent in a lot of games, especially at home. You know, like, no team likes coming up to Balfe. So, you know, this is one now. You know, I think it's one where, you know, they've done well against Dundalk before. I think that you know, Dundalk are in a place where we never really saw it coming. With, you know, where they've been in previous years, you know, another disappointing defeat for them last week. Like, so, I think, and then as well with the Drogheda game, a team that Harps know a lot about. You know, they've played them a lot in recent seasons. So this will be where Harps will look to maybe get back on track now, maybe back to basics a bit. You know, they'll have a lot more time to get things organised on the training pitch. And, you know, it's kind of one of those ones that plays into the manager's hands a bit when he maybe gives you a warning sign on maybe not getting too carried away. And then, you know, after a good victory, when we talk about the derby, and then that one, so the manager will be keeping everyone very much grounded and giving lads a reminder about what happened in Daly Mount at the weekend.
Yeah, Keith, and we'll look now at Shamrock Rovers. They're making a statement as champions, another late goal in the top of the table clash with St Pat's.
Yeah, you know, there just seems to be no stopping them. I think that's kind of 32 games unbeaten now, which is pretty. I think it's a league record. You know, they have so much quality all over the park. You know, at the weekend there, Pat's going ahead early on. You know, with the goal, Chris Forrester, and then, you know, Burke gets them back level just before half time, and a late winner from Mandrew, you know. So it's just, but the quality that they have in the ranks is, you know, it's just difficult for teams or anyone else. You know, Pats would have been their closest challengers. You know, that's them kind of pulling away now, you know, stacking up the points. So it's difficult to see anyone at this stage who's going to maybe challenge Shamrock over. So hopefully that doesn't materialise. It'll be a bit of a boring Premier League if they were to, you know, come halfway through the season that everyone else is just playing for second.
Yeah, as you mentioned, they're five clear now, so surely they're firm favourites to retain their title.
Yeah, well, you know, 5 points isn't a lot, you know, at that there, but it just you just don't see them slowing up anywhere. And, you know, like for other side, you know, once injuries, you know, start to mount up, that's where they find it difficult. It's an embarrassment of riches for Shamrock Rovers at the minute. You know, they have so much quality. They've got so many guys in the off season. You know, a lot. So having two top quality players for every position, you know, they're just going to be difficult to stop.
Yeah, they're going to definitely be hard to stop now. The other game played on Saturday night, Drogheda got an easy win against Waterford's under-19 side.
Yeah, I think there was something to do with maybe some sort of COVID thing happening down there, and there was two close contacts in the first team squad, so they just ended up playing the 19s, which is a bit unfair, but, you know, these kind of uncharted territory with things like that. Waterford just seem to be in a bit of a mess at the minute with part and company with the management there during the week, and, you know, that's probably the last thing that you needed. So I think they were looking for a bit of good news or a bit of, you know, some sort of stability after what happened during the week, and unfortunately they didn't get it. But, you know, all credit to Drogheda as well, still had to go and do a job, and the looks of things that they just did it very well.
Yeah, and on to Friday night, Derry City drew with Longford, got out of jail with a late goal, but they're still without a home win, Keith.
Yeah, you know, I think they would have been looking at that game, maybe Higgins would have been looking for a reaction after Monday night. Derry started the game pretty well, and, you know, a couple of early chances. Owen Toll, the captain, had a couple of headers early on, one cleared off the line, the second one. I think, again, the manner in which Derry conceded the goal, which will be more disappointing to them, you know, because they started really well. They played quite well, created most of the chances. You know, I think it was the Longford captain, Dean Zamber, just clipped the ball into the box pretty aimlessly. And, you know, it was a kind of a 3v1 situation with one Longford Town player in there. And I think it was Rob Manley just gets ahead of young Ronan Boyce, who again had started the season really, really well, and just kind of Manly seemed to just want it more, and kind of forces the ball past Gareth's side. So, like, that'll be very disappointing from their point of view. You know, no one really took control of the situation, and then they find themselves one down after starting the game really well. But again, you know, they showed a bit of character. They kept going, creating a few chances. Parkhouse had a few chances, a header that was just tipped around the post by Michael Kelly. They kept going, and again, Akintunde, you know, gets a goal for them. You know, he's shown really well. He's, you know, again, just backing up from his goal on Monday night too. So, you know, it'll be a positive that they're scoring goals. But again, it's just the manner that they're conceding them. You know, that would be cause for concern for Rory Higgins.
Yeah, and they've a tough one next as well. They play Shamrock Rovers. Can you see them getting anything there?
Again, I think that's going to be a tough one for them, you know, away to Shamrock Rovers. But, you know, they've proven that they can go to Dublin and get results. You know, I think it was the second game in Higgins' tenure there that they were able to go there and beat a Bohemian side, you know, who absolutely tore Van Harps asunder there last night. So, you know, they'll have a certain amount of confidence. Again, these are a lot of young guys, you know, so not playing with much fear at the moment, but just maybe lacking that bit of experience and that bit of organisation. Look, as we talked about there before, Shamrock Rovers, you know, are an unbelievable side and unbelievable outfit. Obviously, preparing a squad that can maybe challenge in Europe, that like Dundalk have done for the last, you know, 5-6 years. So it's going to be a tough trip for them. I think a point there will be an excellent result, but I think we'll just wait and see what happens.
And finally, Keith, it was a great result for Sligo at Dundalk on Friday night. They played majority of the second half with 10 men.
Yeah, you know, surprised at Dundalk again. You know, it's very much talked about. This is not the Dundalk of last season. You know, with a lot of their top guys departing and a few injuries as well. You know, Keith Buckley's an experienced player, and say, you know, sorry, not Keith Buckley, Gary Buckley, sorry, you know, getting sent off, you know, just on the 50, I think it was around 52, 53 minutes, you know, to get a second yellow and, you know, and a game of that importance after Jordan Gibson giving them the lead. You know, he scored some great goals this year. The fact that Dundalk weren't able to mount, you know, any sort of real challenge after that, after going out to 10 men, was probably the most surprising. You know, yeah, McGinty pulled off a save later on. You know, I say that he would expect to make, but yes, you know, at close range, they can sort of go either way. But it's just, I think everyone's very disappointed in Dundalk. And, you know, that's another great 3 points for Sligo that keeps them on the hunt as well.
Yeah, it certainly is a good 3 points for Sligo. It keeps them in the hunt for the league title and also strengthens their position in the European places. Keith, thanks for joining us today on Sunday Sport, and best of luck with the cup game during the week.